USA Radio News.
Hurricane Florence made landfall along the southeastern shore of North Carolina early Friday while continuing to batter the state with fierce winds, rain, and flooding. Governor Roy Cooper of North Carolina says search and rescue teams are ready to go.
We have search and rescue teams from 19 different states who've come to North Carolina and are on the ready. And, of course, we have our local teams that are out there along with state teams. And, yes, we have volunteers who come in with boats like the Cajun Navy. They are here. We know that we are going to be needing them in the coming days because this water is going to continue to rise. Massive storm surge coming in at high tide with more rain falling into the rivers. There's just nowhere else for that water to go.
Volkswagen's American unit announced that it would end global production of the Beetle in 2019. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy and I don't trust nobody, and I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, andro400.com.
A controversial U.S. bishop has resigned. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent.
The Vatican is once again dealing with allegations of sexual abuse. Pope Francis Thursday accepted the resignation of West Virginia Bishop Michael Bransfield. New York Cardinal Timothy Dolan says he understands how the public feels about these stories.
I mean, it's been a disaster, one crisis after another. I hear them express very eloquently frustration, bewilderment, anger, confusion. And you just asked me my sentiments. I say to them, thanks for telling me. Nice to meet you. I'm feeling the same way, because I get angry as well.
Pope Francis accepted Bransfield's resignation and authorized an investigation into allegations he sexually harassed adults.
The federal government collected a record $1.5 trillion in individual income taxes through the first 11 months of the fiscal year of 2018. However, the federal government also ran a deficit of $898 billion. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show, War Now, airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Actress Cynthia Nixon loses the New York Democratic primary. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Cynthia Nixon conceding the nomination to Governor Andrew Cuomo following New York's Democratic primary yesterday. Speaking at her campaign's election night headquarters, Nixon said she pushed Governor Cuomo to the left on issues like marijuana while holding him accountable for broken subways.
On Tuesday of this week, we remembered those that were lost in the 9/11 terror attacks. But many new victims are still emerging, and officials are concerned that a fund established to help those suffering from 9/11-related illnesses could be in danger of drying up. The 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund was created to provide financial assistance to those who suffer from illnesses related to the attack and toxic dust at Ground Zero. Now, they've already paid out over $4 billion. Bridget Gormley lost her father to a 9/11 cancer. She joined Fox News and explained when her father started seeing symptoms.
He was diagnosed in December 2016 because he was seeing signs of that something wasn't right. Mm-hmm. And then he went for treatment from February to April. And then in May, he got really sick. And then in June, he died. And it only took him about 6 days.
Bridget explains what you can see in the documentary.
So you see my own story. And then I follow people that have been diagnosed, people that families of people that have passed away, and a lot of officials that have done a lot of the legwork on passing Zadroga.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.